Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Start it. Johnny on the track. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Next, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump.
Butt naked. Your mic
is
open.
Yes, sir. All right. Appreciate it.
DJ, your mic's open.
Is that my homeboy, Bucking Naked?
Yeah, it's me. That's me. Appreciate you, Terry, for helping us out tonight, man.
That's all right.
I promise. We really appreciate that, our Grudge Inc. brother from the north, who will be debuting the badass SVO May the 18th in Montgomery, Alabama.
That's right. I think I'm gonna ask someone else to lock in tonight too for that day.
Uh-oh.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Good grace. It's going down.
His mic is open too. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
There's only three motherfuckers on here.
Hey,
what do you think? All the way naked, we're gonna get down.
And you know us.
Some small money.
Oh
yeah,
shit.
We'll try some. God damn sure we will.
Let's hear. I like it, but you know I'm. I gotta go home team.
I'm glad. That's good.
Well, yeah.
Your money's just as good as his.
So, let me see. We're gonna. I might try you out the back door, Terry. What you gonna do for me? Hey, yeah, I know something we don't know. Goddamn right with my car.
What's your Mustang?
Yeah, my Mustang.
I'll tell you what. Let's do a double race. We'll try 1,000 to the eighth and 1,000 to the quarter.
One shot, one key. Y'all gonna excuse my background though. I'm trying to get these last few parts and stuff, so I just want them
to. Got some too a little bit. I'm trying to unload a damn thing.
There you go. One shot, one key.
Well, who's the other person want to lock in, Terry? Who are you talking about?
We're bringing two Mustangs. We're bringing the SVO in. Actually, I'm probably bringing three cars. I just got a confirmation from my other buddy, Paul.
The bad man on 28.
Huh?
I'm still running 28. I'm still the bad man on 28. Y'all hear that? The folks and sons on the bad man on 28.
We're bringing three cars on 28.
I'm going on mute for a minute, guys. I got to order these parts. Right.
We're going to bring three cars on 28.
Three cars on 28.
You got it.
Well, I'm going to make this announcement I said I was going to make earlier, and I'll make it again later on so everybody can know. But the first shot at the pre-grudge national, the grudge playoffs.
Uh-huh.
And he said, will be held May the 18th. Your first chance, we're going to be doing the first chance for the grudge playoffs.
Uh-huh.
Will be on May the 18th.
All right.
Nice small block shootout. Anything nice or small block, 28 or 29, 28-inch die cards get lane choice. And the same for the 28 to 29, extreme anything goes.
Uh-huh.
You know, 28 or 29, 28-inch die cards get lane choice. All of the races will happen on the 31st still.
Uh-huh.
But this will be your first shot at it. It'll be like a early entry or early, you can
early
still
advance.
Run on 31st, but this will be your first, your last four cars that are in the left in the shootout will be advanced for the end of the year.
So just say someone gets in and they lose, they're not in the top four. Can they still get back in on the 31st or another?
They'll still be, if I'm not mistaken, they'll still be able to do it again on the 31st.
That'll work.
This is something we're doing special for that anniversary race, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
So nitro small block and, nitro small block and then 28 to 29. You know, big
uh-huh.
blocks and force induction and everything. And, anything goes in other class.
That'll work.
So we'll be having two shootouts May 18th.
Now, I know you raced on a Sunday. What
yes.
kind of schedule are they going to do on a Saturday? What do they got going on?
I don't know. I'll talk with them tomorrow.
Okay.
Ask them. I'll give you a little more. But I'm sure they have some type of race that Saturday.
Uh-huh.
They usually run on Saturday. So if some people want to come and come early, a day early, and get a good hold of the track or whatever, that'd be fine.
All right. We just put in our vacation days today, Friday and Monday.
Sounds good. I don't want to talk too much about it because we got some other big races, including you having a race coming up, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your race you got coming up on the 3rd.
We got Meltdown, Union Grove, Wisconsin. It's a bunch of different classes. I got 10-inch tire, 8.5-inch tire, big tire, clocks off stuff. So
8.5-inch tire.
Oh, that seems like it's getting big up here. So
yeah, that's they keep trying to level the playing field by the tire.
Oh yeah, 26 by 8.5.
The longer people play around with anything, the faster they get on them little tires.
Yep. Before you know it, they'll be putting things on the back.
Getting crazy, man.
Yep.
Also, my main man, Wayne, Never Scared, we having his race, him and Grudge Inc. teaming up to Grudge Inc. invading Milan, a.k.a. Milan Dragway. And I don't know where Wayne Never Scared is, but Wayne, if you out there, hit the one button. Or who is with him? Who's doing that with him? Peso?
Peso.
Yeah. Well, Peso, if you don't hit the one button, tell us a little bit about it. But those races will be within 2 weeks from today. That's about a week and a half from today.
Yeah, a week and a half.
And then 2 weeks after that, we'll all be in Montgomery for the anniversary race. So it's getting ready to get good.
Hopefully.
Really quick. How y'all coming, Terry? Y'all coming along?
Yeah, we should have oil pressure this weekend.
Ooh, that got to be a good feeling.
Yep.
How long y'all been down there?
We went down right after Mike Hill's race. We started tearing it apart.
last year, right?
Yeah.
November?
November, December, we started tearing it apart. But, I mean, that's normal for up here.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't do nothing, no way.
Yeah, usually it's 5 months down up here. So.
Well, cool.
You got a couple
cool.
mics open, you want them open?
Yeah, let's, we got some hands up. Come on, let them on in. Come on, come on.
404-8207, your mic's open. 404-8207.
Who we speaking with?
Who's this? Background. Nice.
I don't know. Whoever it is.
773-4309.
Jerry, DJ, Big Wheel, how y'all doing, mate?
Big Wheel.
Big Wheel, keep on turning. What's no good?
Not much, man. I was waiting on your big announcement from yesterday. That's what it's about, though.
Yeah, that's one of them. The other one ain't confirmed yet, so I can't make it. It's a big one, but I gotta it ain't confirmed yet, so all I can tell you, if I confirm it before the week out, I'll confirm it on somebody else too. It ain't confirmed yet.
Okay. But the race looks like it's coming together though, huh?
Oh yeah, man, the race is coming, and that's what it's about. I'll give you a hint. It's a race that potentially may be locked in it. Gonna be big.
Okay.
I'll just leave it at that, so you'll know what it is. So, but right now, it's kind of up in the air. Just trying to make sure both parties on the same sheet of music. Both parties got their program together.
Right.
I think one is kind of ready. The other one, you know, everybody's still, you know, everybody ain't nobody really ready.
Right.
Everybody done upgraded and change a lot of different stuff, so, you know, some people take a little more time than others to get dialed in, you know, so you got to respect that, and I do, so I'm not going to make
right.
it.
So what about Naked at?
Naked on his own. But Naked doing his thing, trying to get ready, but Naked, they're going to be ready back in action here real soon also. But Naked, tell everybody when you're going to be back out.
I think he had to go on mute to order some parts.
Okay. I got to speak to my man.
But I'll let everybody know. It's going to be very, very soon.
All right. Well, I'm on standby.
Hey, you going to go down there, Big Will?
I don't know. I'm trying to see where the fishes lie. You know, I'm trying to put things together. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Come on, man. You got to come support
us. I'm in the house, definitely. And 901 Bad Boys will be in the house. They're locked in. Terry will be there. Just to name a few, but I mean, it's David Floyd with both of his cars will be there. Coop Performance will be there. And I don't know. I want to send a special shout out and I want everybody to keep Big Dave Jolly Rancher in your prayers.
Right.
It's a car accident, so let's keep him in our prayers, you know.
You heard any updates?
I hadn't heard any updates. I actually just found it out today, not probably about an hour or so ago. But I think he's pretty rough, but I think he's going to be all right, but kind of banged up.
Right. Okay.
Down the thing. But Dave's a real, real, really good guy, man. If you ever had a chance to meet him, one of the humblest, nicest guys. He has the right type of character to be in this game.
Right.
Really, really, really nice guy. I really like him. Good dude. So, you know, let's all just keep him in our prayers. But other than that, y'all know what it is. It's Week Bitch Tuesday. And we always like to see who want to see somebody. Who y'all want to see. Or who want who. That's what I always like to know. Who on who? Who y'all want to see go? Who y'all think ain't going to go? All of the above. Inquiring minds want to know. And hold on 1 second, Terry. Give me a buzz butt, nigga. Ask him where the hell he is. Nigga, where you at?
Hey,
open
Big Will.
Mouth,
Big Will.
Yo, Terry.
Yeah.
Man, if you want to ride, if we got room, you're more than welcome.
Oh, man, that's nice of you.
We're
going to
head down there.
We're
going to head down there probably on that Friday.
Okay.
That way we can
test. I call you before then.
I think we're going to take we're going to take three cars.
Oh, wow. That's going down that gangster stand.
Well, we're going to take the SVO. We're taking Mark Alexander's car. And Mantia. Paul just called me today.
Wow. Yeah, that's getting down there.
So,
I'm going to talk to you before then. We see what we can come up with, man.
Yep, okay.
And I appreciate it.
(773) 7115 Your mic's open.
What's up, Terry? What's up, DJ?
Kid.
What's happening? What's happening? What's going on, man?
We're trying to make it happen.
I heard that. Yep. Your race is gonna be on a Sunday, right?
It surely is.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
how we do it down here in the great state of Alabama.
I heard that. Yeah, we might try to get down there, DJ. I'm not for sure yet, but we'll see how these greenbacks are rolling.
You try to make it down here, brother. I can assure you, you will be glad that you made it.
I heard that. Yep. So besides that, what's been going on?
I'm gonna make sure. And everybody get their money's worth.
I heard that.
I'm gonna make sure of it.
Mm-hmm.
We got close to almost, I think we almost got 10 lock-ins already. And we still almost 30 days out. So we're a little less than 30 days out. But at the same time, I'm gonna try to guarantee at least 10. That's what I'm gonna try.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try to guarantee at least 10. You know, it's a couple of races between now and then, so y'all know anything can happen. We don't want nothing to happen, but you know, things do happen.
Yep.
Just see how it goes, and after Wayne's race, that's when we'll try to start officially kind of locking some stuff on in, because right now we need to be concentrating on Wayne's deal.
Right, one race at a time.
And Terry's deal. Also.
Yep.
I don't want to try to overshadow nobody's race. My race ain't no more important than nobody else.
Right.
We all staying together, and we need to try to support each other as much as we can.
Yes, you got that right. All right, then. I was just checking in and showing that support, man. I'm going to go on mute.
We appreciate it, brother. We appreciate it.
Yep. All right, y'all going to move some more mics.
(478-8870)
Hey, good evening. How y'all doing, fellas?
Good evening. What's the deal? Who we speaking with?
Hey, it's Kenny. It's Kenny, part of Taliban.
Kenny. How you doing, man?
A little dying, man. You know, I was number one in the hospital, man. Number one.
Huh?
Big Dave's in the hospital. Big Dave had an accident.
Yeah, we were just saying that. I mean, can you tell us a little bit more about it? Because I don't know that much besides I heard he's kind of banged up.
Well, I went to the hospital to see him last night, and he got a long way to go, DJ.
Wow.
He's probably about 2 to 3 months, man. He got a long way to go, man.
Wow.
Yeah, he was in an overturned vehicle, and it messed his shoulder, his hip, all that. A lot of that got to be repaired.
Wow. But like I just said, I'm going to definitely say a prayer for him. I told the whole group where I want to say, I'll say a prayer for him because Dave's a really good guy. Really good guy.
Yeah.
We need more people like him in the grudge game. Like I said, he's got the character, and he always ready to go, man. I mean, me and him get a train. We get our transmissions built at the same place with no reverse. He don't know no reverse, man.
Hey, basically, he's probably the best one of the Taliban. The rest of us, you know how we are. We go to play. He's probably the best one of the Taliban because the rest of us, we try to go to your ass. But I'll just listen to the show, man. Shoot.
Okay.
Yep. Y'all do what y'all do, man.
Well, we appreciate you, brother. We appreciate you checking in.
Oh, yeah.
And let Dave know if you talk to him. And, you know, we send a shout-out to him. And we wishing him a speedy recovery. And God bless him and his family.
I will,
during
man.
This time.
Okay. I will. Appreciate
it. No problem. Anybody else there?
That's it right now.
Okay.
I see Big Wayne down there. Big Wayne needs to come on and talk about some of these races he got.
Big Wayne, you said you never scared, but watch what you doing down there in the bushes, brother. You don't come on now. Yeah, man.
Hey, he's with our team, SVO.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Will I see y'all this weekend?
No, we're not ready yet. The first race we'll be at is DJ's race.
Okay. So y'all, that'll be the 18th, right?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And that's right. He had a race this weekend in Jackson.
Yep.
Right.
That's Mike Hill's race in Jackson. It should be a real nice event.
Yeah.
So if anybody ain't doing nothing this weekend, it's going to definitely be some action at the House of Hook this weekend. Big shout out to Mike Hill and the House of Hooks. Should be
I think they got 28th and 29th inch class.
Yeah. They got 28th and 29th.
Yep.
Talk on Terry, she'll gonna miss seeing you up there, man. Cause like I said, you really lit the house up when you was there.
Yeah,
it sure did, didn't it?
It won't be long.
Yep.
Won't be long. So we should. Yeah, we were trying. We really tried to be ready, but you know, takes time.
Yeah.
DJ, you still gonna have that small box?
You talking about in Montgomery?
Yeah.
Yes, it's definitely going to be a small block shootout and an extreme shootout.
Okay.
Small block on 28th and 29th and anything else on 28th and 29th.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir. Good racing all day long.
I heard that.
Yeah, it's gonna be some surprises. That's all I can say right now. I mean, as far as, you know, you still gotta get there, and you know, hopefully, heaven forbid, don't nobody have no issues.
No.
And this thing will be all right. But Milan, Michigan, will be. The Grudge 8, is that going to be, let's see, that's going to be the second.
Third
Grudge 8 race?
Yep. Oh, no. It's May 3rd. I thought you were talking about 1 or 2.
It would be the 3rd, because the one, I think that was in, where was it? Down in Georgia somewhere.
Wasn't there one in Louisiana?
One in Louisiana,
They had a Grudge Inc. race down in Douglas, Georgia, right?
Douglas, yeah. Mm-hmm, sure did. But yeah, I don't know, man. I think a lot of times, you know, a lot of people right now getting their program together and they're real close. And I've heard it on other shows, and they say, you know, the closer it gets, the people getting oil pressure, the quieter it gets. And I say yeah and no, but the thing is, too, the closer you get, all you're doing is really concentrating on your program. You'll know when people got their program together because they're going to come jump right up on it. The thing is, some people have been talking and saying this and saying that, and now they're so close to the point where they're going out there and testing to see if they mouth will overload their ass. And that can happen because you can easily say something and stick your damn foot in your mouth.
Big Wayne, your mic's open.
What's up, y'all? What's going on?
See, Big Wayne ain't one of them few. See, Big Wayne is ready, got oil pressure. He was doing his thing before 2013 went out. And he's planning on to continue doing his thing as 2014 comes in. Is that correct, sir?
Well, this is Peso right here, man. Wayne on with me, but I know he at work. He at work, so he's going to try to tune in.
Well, I'm sure you can speak for him.
Well, you know the
Was I correct in my analysis?
Oh, absolutely, man. The car ready, he ready. You know, he's been doing a lot of work with the car and put a lot of time and patience to the program. And he went out with a bang and planned on coming out on May 3rd to prove a point. A lot of naysayers are coming at the team, never scared, but, you know, they're gonna find a rude awakening.
Rude awakening. I agree.
Yes, sir.
And I'm privileged to certain information, so I like to tell you, I really do like Wayne, Team Never Scared. I think we're going to see some big things out of Team Never Scared this year. That's my opinion.
Yeah, man. You coming out on the 3rd?
We're working hard. It's no secret. That's what I am working hard toward, being ready for the 3rd. I am working hard to be ready for the 3rd. So.
Man, well, I just
if it makes it fine, if not, I know the car will be, you know, pretty much ready by then. But I'm not sure if it'll be ready and tested. So.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, man, I like to drop a buzz for people that don't know, a little buzz. And let them know, man, May 3rd is going to be the first official grudge race of the year as far as in the Northeast, man, the Midwest. And we're going to have a hell of a show. We got the South coming up. We got Johnny Quick defending the 29-inch belt.
Okay.
We got Jolly Rancher coming up. You know, Chucky's going to debut at Milan for the first time this year, man. And,
okay.
And, you know, the shootout is going to be something crazy, man. Something crazy.
I know, y'all. I mean, every time weather breaks and stuff up there for y'all, I mean, it's like people just flood out to the track up there, man. You see the videos, it's like mayhem. You know.
Oh, man. Just the last race, man. You know, that's a couple $1,000 races just on this cold day. We having a good time.
Yeah, man. I like the way the North get down. I ain't gonna tell no lie. I plan to make several trips. I actually was somewhere today, pretty much getting ready to make a purchase on something that's gonna help me get around to these different places where I can be real comfortable.
Okay. Well, that better be some horsepower because you're gonna need it coming up here.
Well, I'm just talking about my total.
Oh, okay.
Something to make it a lot easier to make these trips. You get a little cramped sometimes in these trips.
Oh, yeah. I know John Foe coming up, too, man. So, you know, that man artwork is impeccable. You know, I like mine, but, you know,
I
can't wait to get some photos by that guy, man. Anything he do is a poster.
He's a real deal.
Yes, he is.
For sure. And then another again, super, super, super nice guy. Super nice guy.
Who are you talking about, super nice guy, DJ? I'm just put my iffy back on. Who y'all talking about?
John Ford. Glad you can make it back with us, brother. Being that this is your show and I am the co-host. I showed a try to hold it down the last two or three weeks, co-host. Last week, what do you say, dancing with the enemy? No, I'm just playing.
Oh, 49.
I'm just playing, dog. They had to hit him up on
another
show.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to unhim him now, boy. I'm trying to get
these. I told everybody that it ain't going to be long for you coming back out. And I told them it's going to be it ain't going to be long at all. Am I right? Was I correct in telling them that?
I'll be right there week. I got something that they ain't having stopped. They said they're going to make dead to me, so. Easy that part of it. I have it Thursday. I have it Thursday. I got one part. I have it Thursday.
Okay, then.
That's all good. Mm-hmm.
Hold on one second.
I'm at the wish store now.
Because everybody wants to talk. See, they ain't heard from me. They say, what the hell going on with Button there? Hey, I don't know.
What's up?
Down the hell? Get ready.
Hey, what's going on, Nat? Who this is, Kenny?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Captain?
Not much, man.
Oh, yeah. Up here with all my friends up here at Summit. Yeah, trying to get them last few items for this old beast.
I'm gonna try to drop down on you Sunday and see what you're doing now.
Come on down and see me. I'm gonna need a little help. Need all the help I can get at the trailer. Ain't nobody but me. Ain't got no pit crew.
Well, you know, butt naked, you know, I'm part of the Taliban. You know, I don't know what I should do or that or not, you know.
Who in the hell is Taliban? Who are that? Oh, Big Dave. Oh, okay. Summit, the guy at Summit said, Big Dave.
That's right.
Goddamn Big Dave. I'm going to get him a goddamn rag on here. Yeah, Taliban. I'm doing like goddamn Bush did him. Kick a door in. Come get him.
Okay. I don't know if you knew, but Nate, but he was in a pretty bad car accident. Did you hear that? Did you know that? Big Dave?
No.
Yeah, he's
but, damn, I didn't know that.
What
are they telling me now? Yeah. Damn, I got to go see him then. He going to be surprised to see me. What hospital he in? I'm over here now. Where he at, Rich?
But next, it happened to make a Georgia. But next.
Yeah, he didn't make it to medical center.
Yeah, medical center make it.
Oh, okay. I thought he was going to be guys in the summer said it would make him too. Oh, yeah.
Right.
You got
it. Yeah, it happened yesterday.
So did I make the order here that I got to pay for?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yesterday was his birthday, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I got to check on Big Dave. See what's going on. He's a good guy, man.
Yeah.
He keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Ain't too many guys keeping it real no more. He one of the last ones.
Yeah.
Okay, I get a side then, I bet. I'm gonna look around for a minute to pull my order. Appreciate it, Rich. All right, have a good one, man. All right.
Well, yeah, nigga. Summit.
Yeah. Get your pocketbook, woman. Don't tell me anything on pocketbook. Got all the money on. All right, Brian, appreciate it, man.
Yeah, give Mark a call, man.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a call about them shop.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Please come out.
I sure will.
I call him when you get off the phone. I think I know who that is.
All
talk to you and what he's talking to you about.
Man, y'all, they told me, y'all been hiring secrets for my motherfucking ass. I had to come way to Sunday to find some new tricks and shit. Y'all been keeping shit from me.
I bet the same thing I already told you.
Nah, hell, you didn't before you been getting with me after the show. And time I come in Sunday, they said, but nigga, what you doing? What you buying them for? What you doing? Hell no, you need to buy these right here. I said, okay. Man, I ain't been in Summit in, woo. When the last time I've been in Summit? About, I ain't bought nothing from Summit in a year. 2 years. Hell yeah.
2 years.
Man, I come in here, they say the fad man on 20.
Yeah.
Hey.
They lying.
What did you say, Terry? You ain't walked in the door?
I said they lying.
All right, Terry.
Hey, Naked, we're going to try it to the 8th.
Y'all going to try it? No, I'm going
to try it to the 8th at DJ's Race. Track rules, 400 Pro Tree, 28s, no bars. Your Mustang, our blue Mustang.
Oh, the blue Mustang, not SVO. That's a
the blue Mustang we're bringing.
I'm not going to pay you. I got to make sure these are right ones. They said like a different. I got to look at them first.
They ain't muted his mic already.
And my mic ain't muted. I tell y'all, I'm trying to get these parts. No. Y'all, Y'all got me twisted. I'm going to show y'all something. I want to go out that back door for a change.
Well, we'll go out the back door at a later date. We're coming right out. You know what I mean? We're coming untested. We're not going to go out the back door. Our first race.
Okay.
So.
That's not a problem.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we got no problem going out the back door. At a later date. And we might, if Teddy texts me right now and says we'll go out the back door with the SVO, if he feels comfortable, then we'll do that.
Okay.
And that's a small block car.
Hey, hold on. Is Teddy going to be there too?
Yeah, Teddy's coming with me.
God damn. Y'all gonna have Steve Petty in the house.
Well,
May 18th.
I guess y'all ain't seen how Tony Byron went to take and did that twin turbo car. I guess I'll try and do it to y'all then.
Yeah. Oh, this is a single
Tony
Byron section.
Tony Byron gave me authority to lock in anybody. 28 or 29 nitrous brother. Not about anybody. He said, he didn't say tonight. He said it could be a turbo too long they was on slick.
I got a question. I know Tony's on a 29, whatever. Now, he always says 28 or 29. How come he doesn't say 29, 31?
All of you got the motor bundle first.
$29,000.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, we're on 28. We run 29.
Look at everything all together.
You know, I don't know. Just a question.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get.
Well, he is saying a lot of not anybody. He said turbo cars included.
Right.
It could be a turbo car on 29. So it ain't. I gotta say he wasn't being biased. He said somebody on 28, they want to fine, but he said anybody. 29 is a smaller on the slick. Nitro turbo. Get your ass out. I think they're bringing three or four cars. I think they're bringing a nitrous small block on 28, a nitrous big block on 28 also. Must be.
Well, that's more our style right there. We'll try anything on 28.
All right. We're going to have CC in the house. That bad. Would think CC going to bring in two or three cars. They got a personal vendetta. They got something to prove against the grudge race of the year 901. They're locked.
Uh-oh.
Which, Whit told me, Whit's been making a statement. He put them out of racing. So.
Doing that park boot one more time.
Where you at, the arcade, but Nick?
No.
I know they got them little video games right there at something by the bathroom. You done decided to play a video game before you walk out of there?
What? I want to check the rollout on these, make sure they're pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah. They have rolled on enough. Artic.
What you know about the rollout?
Hey, I ain't dumb, boy. I didn't look like this, man.
Hey, you need me. You better make sure.
You lying. Y'all.
You get one of those with a headband off, I think your car's all screwed up.
Right. Look at this rack and them strips also.
That's a little stuff people, a lot of people don't know about. I didn't know about that till about a year or so though.
You know how to fix that too.
But I know you stretch it out, blow it, pump it up, sit it out. I don't know. I've seen
it.
Pump
it out and put it in the sun.
Yeah, pump it out and put it in the sun. I said, man, what the hell is he doing to these tires? I said, don't worry about it. Just do your job. I said, no problem. He told me.
Doggone, where are those 901 bad boys? I ain't heard from them in a minute, man.
I don't know. They're probably getting ready for this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whit say you're going to have two cars in the shootout this weekend. They're probably getting ready for this weekend.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, well, it should look good. I'll try that. If it don't work, I'll bring it back. You should look at them right now.
Just ain't been
too much. You fell for a second. I'll give you one second.
Your ass failed me. Like we ain't going to miss you because your ass don't hardly ever be here, man. I don't know what the hell's going on with you, but nigga. What the hell? God damn.
Damn.
What's he at? Summit buying racks and struts and stuff?
He buying that custom-made Grudge Racer stripper pole.
Yeah.
They just came
he needs
out
to be calling Team Z or somebody and get that stuff and stay away from Summit.
Oh shit! He trying to buy that heavy duty shower rod that got sold out at all the Lowe's and everything from the sex tape.
Y'all know I hear y'all, right? Y'all know I hear y'all, right?
Kenneth, stop talking about my cold, man. God damn. I got him for you, but nigga, I don't let nobody talk about your homeboy, not when you ain't around. Now I got your back, dog.
In that shower,
all right. What shower curtain? What the hell you talking about? Over that show with that girl that made that video off of. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Love your heart. Mm-hmm. I ain't made that one in yet, homie. I'm gonna make one off the goddamn off that Polaris I got. Doing it off the goddamn back bump.
You've been to make the sale of these Polaris go up, huh?
Yep.
The butt booty naked Polaris edition.
You think I got a surprise come Sunday, boy.
You got a surprise.
Yeah.
You ain't full of surprise, that's the damn shit.
Oh yeah.
They can say what they want. That damn naked gonna keep his ass in the mix.
Oh yeah. When I get a chain, when I ain't working, I be working all the time, man.
I know that's right.
I ain't the hardest man to work in the world, but goddamn, I'm one of them.
Hey, naked.
Yeah.
So you want to do that 8-mile race?
I don't know, Jerry. Let me get with you and see what we're gonna do. No, I'm supposed to run no turbo car, but hey, I'm making the step.
Hey, if you
y'all,
say you're
y'all
the baddest 28, you better prove it.
Well, I can't prove it. Gotta prove it.
Because I guarantee we're going to say the same damn thing here real soon.
Let me tell you something. There's a lot of us saying the same damn thing. I'm saying it. Butt Nigga saying it. Turbo Tim saying it. CC saying it. Terry saying it. There's a whole bunch of us saying the same shit.
But you got more people in Alabama that proving it than anywhere else.
And I just got a text. Teddy says if the track's good, we're going out the back door.
God.
I know, yeah. They're going to be good. They're going to
be
good.
No, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, DJ, you kept a secret from me. I get with you after the show, and when we talk, you stutter, you trembled on me a little bit. You never did tell me. You knew exactly what I'm talking about.
What's that?
DJ, trembled on me a little bit about that little secret. It's a secret to a lot of
y'all
guys.
Hold on 1 second.
Ain't no secret to everybody else, really. Oh, yeah. Terry, what the weather like up through that way?
It's like 50 degrees today.
Man, it was hot as hell there. I can't tell you about 77 or 79.
Yeah, it was like 75 yesterday, and now it's like 50.
Man.
That was
got
cold.
Some rough weather too. Oh yeah. Yep. Well, time to wind them down. It's coming to a head now. That weather.
Yep.
Let me go. You guys are glad. Yep. How much longer you got before you have to be ready?
Hey, what? Who, us?
Yeah.
This weekend?
Oh, okay.
We should be finished up by the weekend.
You see?
Yeah.
Yeah, I plan on doing a little testing this weekend myself.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
What.
Mm-hmm.
Get some mics hanging
yeah,
out.
I'll fill a hole in 1 second.
312-0684. 312-0684, your mic's open.678-2253. 678-2253, your mic's open. 706-5489, your mic's open.
I ain't got numbers.
706-5489, your mic's open. That background noise there.
Might be the
private number. 111111, your mic's open.
Yeah, what's
who's
going
that?
On? Man, it's the light, Cadillac.
Caddy.
Man, what's going on with you, man? What's going on with you guys, man? Just checking in, man. Seem like y'all show going on, man. I got to put some step in it, baby. It's hot out. It's getting hot, baby. I'm going to burn out. I bought me a car today. I bought me a two street car. Terry, get down. Now, I don't hear you saying nothing, T. What's up, baby?
What's that? I was on mute.
I got a true street car, man.
Yeah?
I got a true street car, man. I can drive to Kankakee and come back and get in the lights. What's up?
We got one of those, too, coming up.
Y'all get one? Okay.
We got...
We'll see what's up.
All full interior, ain't nothing in it. No cage, street car. DJ going to drive it for me.
DJ going to drive it? Okay.
Oh, no.
Well,
I got a true
street car. I got a true street car. We can
what
get
we
it,
got?
Go Kankakee and go fishing.
Flat hood, all nothing fiberglass on it, everything.
Hey, I ain't got nothing fiberglass.
I'm gonna tell y'all this too. We got a car coming that I feel is gonna be probably one of the baddest quote unquote street cars. And you can drive any damn way you want and pull up in that seat and get down.
Good.
I'm going to drive 20 miles, 30 miles, 40 miles, 50 miles, it don't matter.
Hey, long as you can run over 70 miles an hour, we good. Get down.
I'm way over 70 miles an hour.
Well, I'm just saying cruise. I cruise at that. I just want to have some fun.
I hadn't been driven yet, but it should have oil pressure here within the next week or so. Y'all be seeing it, I can assure you. It will be... in the house May 18th.
Thank you, DJ. You find it. Thank you.
Huh?
What you doing, Terry? I heard you mute my mic, Terry. What you doing over there?
I was trying to figure out who had the background noise.
Yeah, who got that background noise?
Let me put mine on mute so I get rid of talk. I'm in Simon. Y'all know they got the commercial playing on these loudspeakers.
I thought you were leaving.
I'm going on mute. No.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was his ass.
Let's see who we got here. 313-9248. 313-9248.
nigga, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, his boy gone, his uncle gone, rest his soul. You know what I'm saying?
Just listening.
Okay. Go ahead and press the one button. Take yourself off the queue.
All right.
All right, man.
That's down in our neck of the woods.
Yeah.
706-5489. Who is this? That number sound familiar.
Might have been sleeping. I woke up.
I mute his mic. Leon, your mic's open.
What's going on, Terry?
Nothing much, man.
Hey,
just
kid.
Chilling, man. That's
hey,
all.
Kid. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
I got a phone call today, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got a phone call today, and they asked me, hey, say, hey, Lisa, Leon, you got some more pressure? I said no. I'm trying to finish getting the hood in the school painting. I said
right.
As soon as I get off pressing, y'all be up, just stand by.
There wasn't nobody from the 911 camp, was?
No, not one.
Oh, okay.
It was some. It's some of the guys in the city. Only when you at.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
What you said about Leon?
I'm about to tap him on the head. That's all.
I heard that.
I told him, just hold on.
Huh?
It's definitely coming.
Yep. And I believe, I know it's got to get right by the end of the month, man. Can't help but
it got to get right, man. It's hot and cold. I know we don't have no control of it, but, man, we sure taking a beating.
Oh, yeah. We've been a hell of a winner.
Yeah, y'all had one this year. I ain't gonna tell no lie. Y'all had one.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, it's funny. Our body can get adjusted to this weather so fast. As soon as it's getting to 30 degrees, we definitely feel like it's freezing outside again.
Yep. Well, the one thing about it, Leon, I don't put that winter shit away until June.
Yeah.
I have it close at hand.
Yeah.
It was so nice yesterday. I opened a pool up, put the filter on,
yeah.
All that stuff, started cleaning it. And today it's 50.
Yep. Yep, I don't put my shit away till June.
Hey, I was starting to put my lawn jars on. I got them all sitting right back out again.
Shit. Better keep them in hand distance.
Yeah, that's about it though, man. I ain't doing nothing.
You doing something?
I'm trying to get that junkie up.
You ain't fooling me, Leaky. I know you got something up your sleeve, Leaky. I know you got something up your sleeve.
Hey, DJ. Be honest.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to make it to Wayne Race.
Uh-oh. Trying to make it to Wayne Race.
Yeah. Hey, Leon.
What's up?
Hey, you know that track that DJ's having that race that's quarter mile, too.
Well, you
DJ,
but Naked looking for someone to go out the back door with.
Is his race at Montgomery?
Yes.
Oh, I like Montgomery. I know that.
Yeah,
I like Montgomery.
Hall back though.
Yeah. Hey, Terry, who looking for something to go out the back door with?
Yep.
Did you say that?
What's that?
You said somebody looking for something to go out the back door with.
Butt Naked. Butt Naked said he wants to go out the back door.
I tell you what, I can't say shit until I get some more pressure. Because I'm going to be trying to do all kind of shit.
Better get good. fixing to get good real fast.
Hey, 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 my teammates, though, I ain't gonna fool the teammates. If I kept that goddamn Wigman down there, I got to get them first.
Well, one thing about it, they definitely will be there.
Yeah.
Yep. Wit's already locked. Wit locked with CC already.
Here?
Yep.
Woo! CC at home.
Uh-huh, CC at home.
Oh, CC ain't got no other, can't complain about nothing now but lay it down now.
Oh, no. But one thing I can say, CC looking good and 901 looking good, so gonna be a dog fight.
Hey, DJ, you know what I like to do? I like to see everybody just come in the track off the trailer, nobody shake down. You know how they do this racing, just off, no prep track and all that old good shit. I like for the track to be prepped. I like to see the track be prepped and see how good a driver and a tuner and a chassis man really, how good they really is. You know what I'm saying?
I'd like to see that if no one had bars on.
Huh?
I'd like to see that if everyone took their bars off.
Well, that's already been proven, though.
I'm gonna say this, though, Leon. You gotta understand, though, these cars these days, man, that really, to be honest with you, that off the trailer stuff is almost. If you got some guys that's put in enough test times at different tracks where they have enough data, well,
yeah,
they can pretty much come off the trailer and do that, but. You know, the way cars are now, if you ain't never been on the surface, that's gonna be kinda hard. Unless you've been, you know, you can kinda judge a track. Because that's one thing I'm definitely gonna have to try to do. I mean, you wanna try to get your car dialed in for what's called a shit box. Or which would be like a slippery track. No, a track is not so good. I mean, but the thing is, a lot of times, you know, these days, people ain't really trying to put their car on no bullshit surface.
Yep.
When you get at a good track, like Montgomery, a good track, I would like to see, since everybody coming out with these lit tires and going fast and all that, let's see how good
the cars are too fast, though. They too fast to really, I wouldn't want to be a part of that just because they're too fast.
There's too much money in the cars anymore.
Yeah, it's just. I wouldn't even put somebody. You know, if we talking about some street cars or something that's, you know, these cars too fast these days. Now, I ain't throwing out no time, but you know, anything 520s and faster, man. It's just not even that safe. Yeah, but these cars a lot. You know, these cars fast now, man. Fast, man. What? And if you're fast, you need to be special. And if you answer what the tears, I don't know why it, but if ain't too many people got too much more to say, I'm going to ask the boss man to come off mute and see what he want to do.
I know we can go ahead and take it on out. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm trying to do the little final stuff, and, you know, the conversation's been a little weak, so I guess we can do it. And I appreciate everybody calling in and listening in and getting their thoughts and their comments today, though. Not trying to be disrespectful or anything like that, but, hey, it's slowing down my way in.
Yeah.
Hey, but, nigga, you know why it's slowing down? It's getting warm. These shows ain't packed out because it's getting warm because they don't get put on blast now. Because you can tell them all
exactly.
That fact.
Exactly. You're right.
You're right, man.
That's right.
It's getting close. But I mean, at the same time, I'm going to say this too, because basically what you got to understand is, you know, sometimes when people this close, they ain't trying to talk too much anyway. that he's concentrating on, just like Butt Naked right now, he's concentrating on trying to get that car ready. He real close. Me ain't too much he really want to even talk about this. He got his car on his mind. So let's let some stuff happen. Let some racing transpire. Then we have some more shit to talk about. Right now we got some big races coming up,
and a lot of
people that's been talking gonna be at the track with their cars. So it's time to see what's gonna happen.
Pull up a shadow.
Well, with that being said, DJ, I'm gonna let y'all take it out and end it for me. I got a couple of things again. I got some background noise, so. To all my fans and all my supporters, appreciate y'all calling in. Until the next time, take care of your family and y'all stand up. I'm out.
All right, Bud Naked.
Y'all heard him. All his fans. That's a celebrity right there. Celebrity Bud Naked. Y'all heard it.
AKA the deer hunter.
AKA the pole man.
hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
Anybody heard from Joe?
I talked to Joe.
How you doing?
Joe.
Okay. Mississippi Joe.
Oh, okay.
I ain't heard from him,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
I got to give him a call.
He's doing well. I'm sure we'll be seeing and hearing from that crew, Mississippi, the Gangsta Boo crew.
Wait.
And
he didn't get that out of the bushes then. He didn't get that out of the bushes. Come on back around.
He said, one time he need to run out. Come on out of the bushes.
Get his ass out of
the bushes. I'm sure he listened. My brother always kind of listened. He said, just go, you know, if you listen, Joe, you hear
no,
your people talking.
No, ain't no listening.
He was down in Hattiesburg. He was in Hattiesburg.
That ain't enough. Get your ass out there. You don't need shows. Talk like you used to talk. Damn it, this work
got to
be done now.
That's it.
His car ain't ready yet, he said.
Mine ain't ready neither, but I still get on the show and talk.
Yeah.
Well, believe it or not,
he's on a lot of these shows.
Hang on.
Oh, yeah.
706-4218. Your mic's open.
That number sounds very familiar. Who are we speaking with?
I was just calling in, just saying something.
Is this the fan?
Yeah, this is it.
Mr. Fan, how you doing, Mr. Fan, sir? We so glad you called in and graced us with your presence today, buddy. How you doing?
I called to tell you that you stay too close to me to be talking about you bringing a damn streetcar. We'll blow in the fucking streetcar. That you can think about.
I
wish the song was Breeze on it. I'll be looking at something on race car with this
streetcar
here.
We got two badass damn streetcars on it. What the hell am I thinking about? The hell I ain't missing that one.
We're going to be looking at something in a race car.
And drive wherever the hell you want. The Cadillac just said
got to
be driving.
We're driving to the show.
Y'all heard that now. Now, Cadillac said it got to be able to cruise about 70 miles out.
I'm going to tell you what he do. Tell Cadillac to come look at this film. We're going to have the camera running the whole time. And it's going to be over 2 hours worth of riding. Coming straight to the show.
They're going
to
drive to
pull
the show.
In, and we can pull in and we can do what we got to do. We ain't got to cool down or nothing.
God damn it.
What kind of car is that?
You saw it already. Who this, William?
Yeah, you know who it is. I'm messing with you.
Yeah, I know. You saw that picture they call Will, that little black one.
I know.
It looked like
the
red one, but it's a little black one. Yes, sir.
Driving in.
How's it going, Mr. William?
I can about that. They can drive that bastard anywhere.
Yes, sir. And she don't play the radio. They play the intercom, not the radio. They be looking for something, though. We're going to come over there and take something loose.
That's good. It's going to get good. I'm glad to see everybody come together. But like I said, road can meet the
fans,
road.
Man, you're going to be at DJ's race.
I'll be there with, I probably have the biggest bell there. You know me, you talk about this already, Will. You asked a big question that you already know, man. Go on, answer that question for me, Will.
All right, I'm just making sure you bring my man
I'm bringing your man with me, too. You know who I'm bringing. Charlie Lewis. He already
right,
said he's coming.
Good enough.
He scared us. He told me to tell you he's out with bells on. He ain't missing it for nothing. Yep.
Well, Jerry, we about to shut it down.
Hang on, DJ, you got one more.
Okay, come on.
205-5133.
Appreciate you, Jerry. What's going on, DJ?
Sleepy.
What's happening, man? I just got off work, man. I hope I could get it to say hey to you and Bud Nigga before y'all go off, man.
I think Bud Nigga's still listening. He might tell us if he's getting some pause. He's trying to get that race car together.
But nigga and hibernation. Damn, sleep.
What's going on, kid? What's going on, fellas? Just checking in, man. Like I said, I just came to the door, man, and ran to the phone so I can get on there before. But like Leon said, it's easy to get on this show now, so that's why I came to the door and got on the show, man. Just to speak to y'all, let y'all know I'm listening.
Yep.
We appreciate you. Definitely do. Appreciate everybody, man.
Bud Nick, you trying to time it? That's either Bud Nick or Wayne.
That's probably Wayne. Hang on, you got
901-4987.
Oh, no. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, shit.
Hey,
we got to stay on the phone a whole other damn hour.
You rocked my lady, 312-684.
God damn.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Where my motherfucking sweetheart, Tempo Tim, at? Get him on this motherfucking live. We can lock this money in.
Oh,
get his sweet ass on this live. We can lock this motherfucking money in.
Turbo. If you're on the line, Turbo, hit the one button. Turbo, hit the one
get
button if you're on the line.
Get his sweet ass on this motherfucking phone. He ain't called me all fucking week. That piece of shit must have been making down the track. I know what motherfuckers can. They don't call. When you're right, you call everybody. Don't get an ass on this line.
Now, you did say something. Now, you tell the damn truth right there. Motherfucker right, boy, you ain't gonna make him shut up.
Yeah. You ain't, that motherfucker running right here been calling me 20 times here with Mr. Mills. They can come on get that motherfucking ass down over there, Mike Hill, right this weekend. Let's lock in. And y'all see that on Navy-head ass CeCe. Don't even open his mic up. I'm tired of this fly there. Get on this ground. Sounds like what you're going to do to me. Hey, Mr. Sleeper, how you been doing, Mr. Sleeper?
I'm doing real good, Mark. My man, I'm glad you're with me. I've been missing you over the short winter we've had down here in the South.
Okay. How the wife doing, Mr. Sleeper?
You doing real good, Mark. I'll make sure I tell you after about it, man. She at work. She'll be up about 11 o'clock, man. I'm going to damn sure make sure I tell you after about it.
Okay, but hey, DJ, what button neck is? Hanging on the pole or something?
Did he drop, Terry?
Yeah, he dropped. Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Hey, when we go down to Alabama, all these Alabamians going to be hiding in the bushes or what?
Man, that all the motherfuckers do, man. Huh? And y'all please don't go on none CC face. That's
why
the
motherfuckers. I don't want to have 12
go.
Hours.
I don't want to have to try 12 hours,
and I'll be hiding.
12 hours. I don't know about 12 hours. Hold on one second. Hold on, y'all. Hope y'all saying Morgan. Crazy, man.
That's my man,
DJ. Yeah, that's my dog. I ain't going to tell no lie. That's my man, 100 grand. I ain't going to tell you. Every round I'm at the track, you'll have your good time and get you a good-ass laugh.
Yeah, I'm going to do it around Morgan. We're going to make it happen.
What you want, though?
Yeah, man, I'm going to see you at the race, man. It's going to be my 24-year wedding anniversary. I talked to my wife in the next 20 years, man. But we're definitely going to be looking forward to seeing you guys, man.
All right. Make sure you remind me that. Maybe I'll try to get y'all a little something, please.
I appreciate you, DJ.
Yes, sir. Definitely. We're going to have us a good time, man. That's
always, man. Always. Always have a good time at Delicious.
We're going to have us a good time. Get it in.
Sir.
With no bullshit. Ooh, we're going to have some hitters in the house. Too many bears in the house. We're going to see who's going to be Papa Bear. Who's going to be the cook.
That's it. That's it. Love that, DJ. Somebody's damn sure going to be Baby Bear. That's all over.
Papa don't take no mess.
Papa don't
take no mess.
You have a cat rat?
What's going on?
Nothing, man. What's that with you?
Sleep is sleep, man. It's time to wake up, man.
I've been home all winter, man. It's nice down here. I'm the one that's still happening in the north, man. It's lovely down here.
It's going to get this way, man. It's going to get this way. We just got to hold on. You know how to know it. When we get it shaking and get right, that tree going to come on like a blue.
Yes, sir. We've been out of hibernation down here, Charlie. We've been out of hibernation.
Y'all, what butt nigga that?
Hey, Mark.
That. You hear them back on? Tell butt nigga here.
Okay,
hey, Mark.
Butt nigga. Grow a nigga. Let butt nigga go through.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark.
What's up, brother?
Hey, Mark, man, cut all that out, man. You ain't all that, man. Calm that noise down, man.
Hey, nigga, man, you want to get rid of my body? What's going on?
That's Cadillac, Mark.
What's going on, Mark? Where you been, man? Where you been, Mark? You know, I'm on paper today. I ain't going to come out of this motherfucking turtle shell until I get this paper right.
All right, Mark. All right, I'm glad to hear your voice, man.
Yeah, but you know, I got nothing on Fade Tim O'Till on this weekend, though. I'm looking pretty good this weekend. Who you
all
like?
Right.
When y'all leaving out, Mark?
We leaving out Thursday.
Y'all leaving out Saturday, going that way?
No, we leaving out Thursday.
Thursday, okay.
Yeah, Thursday. You know, we don't come nowhere late. We like to go a day ahead of time. We like to kick it and party.
I thought y'all ended the show. Y'all still on this show? What's going on?
Mark will look for you,
like Big Clog now, man. I thought I didn't kick you out, man.
God damn it. Come on, man.
No.
Wait a minute, let me
count some money, man.
Man, you can't count and talk to. You must have used no money.
Man.
You don't have a money machine. What the hell you mean that you count? It must be $35 or something.
Oh, wait a minute, man. Let me count that money.
You get back on the phone that time again, you said $138, take you that long, I'm going to kick your ass while I see you.
Count that again. Boy, you crazy. You know how these folks, they had to count the money, mark the money out. You know how they beat you.
Hey, DJ.
How did Mark get on the show? He was on the show before I got off.
Hey, butt naked, any of them ones smell like booty juice?
Man, y'all crazy.
Oh,
I'm crazy laughing with y'all.
Ooh,
boy. Y'all ain't right.
What's that, Mark? You got me. My nigga got me and clientele.
Yeah, what kind of goddamn clientele my nigga got over there? My nigga, you really trying to get that goddamn old Mustang back there?
Yeah, they're coming back together, Mark.
Yeah, I see you.
Mark, I don't play no radio, boy. I just ain't had time to work on that car. I've been busy at the shop.
Hey, but nigga, answer it right here for me. Where is Tambo Tim? Can you please fucking find Tambo Tim? The husband is mad at him. Goddamn, he ain't call home. He ain't call home, goddamn, but nigga.
He working on Turbo. I talked to him a few minutes ago.
But actually, we locked in. I want to know if we locked in or not now.
All right, thank you. Do I need this back? I don't. You have the receipt for that. And that other next day.
Y'all doing it this weekend, Mark?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. What the hell we going to do now?
He on the road, Turbo. I mean, Mark.
No, I know this. Can you get in touch with him, see if we locked in for the weekend or what, man?
Let me see. Can I call him? Hold on 1 second.
He said he got to go cotton that weekend and last weekend. Yeah. Well, you tell them motherfuckers don't run right. I love this shit. You and my motherfuckers get to working, taking ties off and everything.
Hey, one thing about it, you want a piece of 901 and Mark around, your ass gonna have to go.
Your ass gonna have to go
and Mark around. You talking about you want some 901 and you had to race check.
You motherfucking right, you gonna go. Come on. How old are you? You ain't ready now.
Now, I heard through the grapevine, they say Candy Crush and I got their program together now. They said they're gonna be here. They said they didn't like how you handled them down there in Florida last year.
Turbo ain't answering me right now, man. He ain't answering the phone.
Now, you know, really,
speaking
don't hang up phone.
Hey,
DJ.
I hear you.
Listen, check it out. You know, can't across them 5-day drivers. Well, we'll knock their ass out. We can't mow that Mike Hill race. That's simple as that. Hey, hold on.
You said they fired their driver?
Yeah, they fired their driver. They fired a little white dude. I liked him. He told me.
I liked him too. He wanted your ass, boy. He wanted you better than all those
slops. You know, he told me. He said, Mark, I drained all fucking much. We don't whoop King Kong ass with the name. I tell you what. Me and my wife talked about it. I said, you like that money, I'm going to get King Kong down here in Florida. I got this motherfucker out there whooping his ass well. Look like you getting put out tonight. You getting your ass put out tonight. You could whoop King Kong. You getting your ass put out tonight, buddy. Yeah,
oh, that's so good. Wanted your ass where you want your ass.
Boy, I swear that, son. He wanted to win so bad. Golly, I ain't
no
man
want
to whoop me so bad.
Ah, you
showed me. Man, that's the racist boy. What's wrong with that thing? Hey, you see how old boy was? What's that big Chris? Not Chris, the one who be cooking. The one who be talking all that shit be cooking.
Yeah.
I had that motherfucker look like Stripey when I got through. That's gonna look like that little gremlin scraping while I got through with that. I'm breaking your goddamn talking and shit.
I'm gonna say this though. I'm gonna give them their credit. But when I hear now, I think they're gonna be something to record in 2014 now. There ain't gonna be no pushover in 14 now.
Man, listen. One thing about me, you know how we are. We don't give a damn. We think we gonna win.
I know it.
You let me put this eye back on that rack, and let me see it don't get nowhere by the time I blink 3 times. On his ass, I'm going. Put that eye on his ass. I see it. If I see any kind of fumbling with him, open his ass, I'm going.
Get the hell out of here.
I ain't gonna let him get away.
Who more talking about racing now?
Hey, Butt Neck, if you do, what's wrong with you, Butt Neck?
What you talking about? All right, appreciate it, man. Y'all take care, man. All right.
Yeah, you got that many people over there?
What more?
You know, but nigga got fans, man. He got, you know, but nigga, but nigga walking in the summer. They said the fastest man on 28 is in the house. They had to make a mountain over the PA system. But nigga walked in, boy.
Had that tie going down with it. You hear them gay women.
Hey, but nigga, you count that money yet?
Yeah, we through with it.
Huh?
Yeah, we through with it. I can grab a top ball, man. Not a problem. Let me get that guy. I know that kind of heavy.
Hey, what next?
Yeah, Mark, I hear
you. You don't get that about Tim on the phone if I can see we locked in.
He didn't answer.
Yeah. Miss Mel was listening to the show. Pussy wasn't by Miss Mel. We need to whip the white card, Tambo Steel. Goddamn, we got your face locked in, I think.
I can't get Tambo Steel on the phone, man.
One thing about Alabama, don't nobody race in the world. Tambo Steel going to run. He's going to run up. And that's every year, every month, he's going to run up. We ain't never worried about nobody. We know he's going to run up.
Mark, you right about that. But the one thing you left out, the one motherfucker in Alabama, y'all won't even run. And that's me.
Hey, there you go. You must took that button cord and strapped around your damn weight line or something. You went crazy. Hey, hell wrong with you, we won't run you. Well, I tell you what.
Get on back in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, we ain't going to be crying about that 28 taxi. Come on with them 28s on, see what we do to your motherfucking ass this year. Keep your 28s on, see what we do to you this year.
Well, what you want to do with that junior car, DJ Ray? What's up?
I said whatever you want to do, what you want to do. What the hell you want to do?
They lock that in.
Which
Ray? DJ Ray from Montgomery.
May 18.
On 18 when, DJ?
May 18.
May 18.
We y'all locked up for seat with CC.
Lock your sweet ass in. Fuck.
All right, 5 on 25 or better.
Thank you, yeah.
Five on 25 or better.
Back, goddammit, back.
5 on 25 or better.
I said, 28. 5 on 25. Oh, hell you mean? Fuck you, somebody. That's DJ Ray. I'm going to turn that bitch out.
Okay. All right. Now, let's get the steps in. Get your steps out the way. I'm going to let you do your steps.
You going to be on 28 with your motherfucking Mustang and running the black car on 28 with the motherfucking Mustang. Ain't no still. What's four bills still? I don't know, DJ. What's four bills?
Both cars on 28 is the junior car versus the butt naked Mustang. Both cars on 28, no bar.
Yeah. What's four bills still?
All right. No later than, what time y'all got noted for a lot B?
I don't give a damn. I'm going to tell you, come on, Bill, but I don't put no time on my shit. I don't put no time on mine.
Okay, both cars on 28, the junior car versus butt naked car, both cars on 28, no bar.
Got to run 500
or better.
Yep. Well,
got to be in the lane by 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And one more thing. Hey, Mark, me and you cool, but you lose, y'all put that dress on I bring down now.
What now?
Huh? If he lose, he got to wear that goddamn pink dress I bring down now. All day straight.
I tell you what. You lose, I got to make your face up. You got to walk around the track for 2 hours.
That'll work. That'll work. We're going to do that. That's a bet.
Hold on. So if Butt Naked wins, Mar got to put on a pink dress, and Butt Naked going to green for him, and Butt Naked going to walk Mark ass down the track like he
has. Yeah. Now, if I win, I get to make his motherfucking face up however I want to do it. If he don't let me do it, I'll give me $2,000.
We got a bet. We got a bet, goddamn.
Hey, look, I'm going to go straight to the dollar store and get $7 worth of lipstick put on that motherfucker.
Hey, Naked might let you do that even if he does win.
Watch out, done that.
Whoever don't want to do what they supposed to do, got to pay $1,500. What?
No, I got a stipulation on my end. He ain't putting on him with the money. Everything locked.
Yeah,
he already agreed to everything. He already agreed to everything, DJ. I don't know what the fuck you coming up with.
Man, all I know is I'm gonna give me a good ass laugh either way. I know that. I'm gonna give me a good one. Well, I'm gonna have a front row seat. I'm gonna have the best video. I'm gonna have every videographer in the house, so that should be all over the country.
Listen to Kenny laugh. You hear Kenny laughing?
I can't hear him.
What'd you say, Mark?
Ain't that the one we raised over there that Mike Hill raised to beat us?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, we ain't on trying that. We'll try it with Junior.
Yeah, stay.
I'm gonna try it with Junior.
So they'll try you with Junior,
Terry.
Junior?
5 on 25. Yeah.
All right, well, I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
DJ.
Yeah.
I want to reserve that front space right there where Emma Hall be parking it.
I got you.
And where you be parking it.
Yeah, I got
I wanna, I'm going to let the funeral parlor be right there. They're going to bring the hearse and the casket and the tent and shit and put all the chairs out there.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
Hey, you never forget this a day of your life. Well, I knew the bunch, and you ain't going to never forget this.
You ain't going to do that with some goddamn lipstick on, bitch. If I knew you can come down on my eyes.
No, I got to make you up. No, he
said he got to make you up now. He said he got to make your face up now.
I can't tell him how to make your face up now. Tell him, DJ.
That's what he said. That's what you agreed to, that motherfucker. I want to hold it to the
motherfucker, you put that shit all on my face. Now, you going to put something somewhere.
No, he said make up your face, but nigga, you agreed to it now.
Yeah, but nigga, you agreed to it.
He said, I agree with it. He ain't going to make me look like no goddamn clown out there, bitch.
He can make you look like he want to make you look. He can make you look
thank
like Ruth Paul if he wants to, goddammit.
Brian,
worry about it. Listen, that's what I'm saying. You ain't got nothing to worry about, but then you're
going
to get him.
Hey, Mark, I ain't worried about it. Hey, Mark, just bringing him up.
Hey, you just make sure that you make that pink dress sexy for Mark, man. You make it extra sexy for Mark.
Now, you're going to be a goddamn body drip, goddammit.
Bargo look like a pink penguin.
I'm fucking flamingo.
What you say, buddy? How about DJ? Y'all bullshitting that. We talking about raising it. What you say, buddy? I'm going to do what now?
Hey, Mark, just bring in a little Kool-Aid. Put a little Kool-Aid on his lips.
That motherfucker won't have a set of lips look like a goddamn full lip.
That shit ain't happening, homie.
Hey, you know, yeah. I'm in the pay booth clearing this car. I'm going to clear them lips over here about 10
cars. That boy clear your heel right now.
Oh, shit. Damn, man.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy. I got to call Wick. That's what I'm going to call Wick.
God damn it.
God damn it, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
BC ain't ready to ride yet, is
who?
I said BC ain't ready to ride yet, is
Yeah, I guess he's on the show or something. He said, at that point, crazy what we got.
He's trying to get another car every time.
Oh, man.
I ain't lying. That's not really right, buddy.
I can believe it. I can't believe it.
That's how it is, buddy.
Yes, sir. He got a lot of pressure built up in him.
Oh, yeah. Hey, DJ.
Yes.
Whenever we don't get y'all there, DJ, for this year, I promise we're going to get y'all there, DJ. We're going to let y'all there. I'm for this year. You're going to be talking about.
Oh, total beeping in that, goddamn. Oh,
shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all don't fuck up my honeybee. I got him.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm in the background right now. Hey, what's up?
Hey, okay. What's up?
What's going on, man? I ain't gonna make it up there, man. When I get in, it's gonna be late. I'm at work, man.
Okay, Tamo. You know what? You about to? Okay, yes, sir, Tamo. Yes, sir, Tamo. Yes, sir. Yes, I ain't gonna lie, yes sir. I'm gonna work too, you wanna hold on? Hey,
yeah.
I'm being Fayetteville, Arkansas, here in the back of the mail. Yes sir, Turbo. Let me know when you're ready, Turbo.
Alright.
Okay, Turbo, appreciate it.
Hey, what about the white guy? What about the white guy? Ready?
I don't click him out. Hey, that's all y'all with me.
Hey, you see what I'm talking about, goddamn DJ? See how they home with their motherfucking self.
Don't be trying to talk bad when you get off the goddamn phone now.
Ain't nobody talking, man. I didn't want to talk shit, so you know, motherfucker be mad when the mama don't run.
Okay. Yeah, you're
Hey, DJ, I'm gonna put him on the hood of that Polaris and let his drip blow up.
Hey, DJ.
Yo.
Hey, you gotta see a 75-cent hoe.
Hey, can I tell y'all in this show goddamn an hour ago? What the hell y'all doing still on the show? This is 3:40.
Hey, well, we're walking back up.
You heard him say he gotta make me up. He didn't say for how long. Time to get through on wiping it off.
No, you goddamn lie. I already said that.
He said 2 hours.
Back 2 hours.
Back and show up. Listen
to your show when you get off, man, goddamn you. You cover that pussy. I got, hey, DJ, I got to put that dog collar on that motherfucking walk around attack at least 2 hours. They don't got them dog collar coming, boy. Hell no, you ain't in my no shit like that. They made me think about that movie, boy, 12 Years a Slave. Hell no, he putting shit on my neck.
Tell them put their big shoes on that weak motherfucker. I'm gonna leave
Say what now?
What you say?
Nah, I was saying I was talking to somebody.
Hey, but nigga, oh. I want you to understand what we got going on, DJ. We got 800 on the gap, and we...
No, we ain't got no 800 on the gap, motherfucker. I told you next week. I get with you next week.
He said next week. He said next week.
Okay.
I know what I said. They try to fan talk about a motherfucker.
I'm gonna make that motherfucker holler, you motherfucker standing by his window. Well, ain't nothing else to talk about, I guess. Let me see. Fuck you up. Well, I got it, man. Take me goddamn 2 hours and put the makeup on that motherfucker. Where you on county, DJ? You don't count 2 hours when I get through?
Huh?
You don't count the time start when I get through or what?
No, the time starts from the time you start on the face to 2 hours.
Oh, you DJ, you full of shit now, DJ. Stop thinking you stay with 10 hours, motherfucker.
Hold on, if y'all racing at 8 o'clock, I mean, how long? we probably going to race about 11, 12,
We might race before 8 o'clock, depending on how I feel. If the tuner, and the driver, and goddamn me, Wick, and Bob will come to the head and say, we ready.
Okay, then.
Hey. Now you come with the sit down, DJ. Come out.
Okay.
You gotta take goddamn. It take an hour. Put the pound on that motherfucker face.
Goddamn, you gonna make him up like that?
Woo! I'm gonna have that motherfucker 75 cent hoe. I told you.
Goddamn. Woo! But nigga, AKA RuPaul. Goddamn.
You gotta go direct on Instagram and it's getting done.
The transformation.
I'm back, goddamn. What do you say? What the hell is that fucking RuPaul?
Yeah.
The fuck make up.
Hey.
Oh, man.
I might be RuPaul, goddamn. Hey, if you like goddamn, he got what the boy name? Young Fly Red, goddamn. Now I know who that is, don't you?
Huh, what that?
Young Fly Red, y'all ain't heard of him?
Who that?
He got that new song out. Me and I was telling Dog about that song the other day. Lil Wayne signed him about a week ago.
Oh, the boy that's supposed to be I don't know what you want to call it.
He say he ain't gay, but he like boy pussy. Now, where it at?
Oh, my goodness. Come on. Oh, my goodness.
That boy was a yingy, but he liked boy foot. Got all me in the biker short, dropping it like a hat on his video. That's shit, boy.
That's
the name of the song. Throw that boy foot. That's the name of the goddamn song he got.
He lying, man.
Look it on the internet tonight when you get out of the phone. Throw that boy foot. Type it in. His name, Fly Young Reed.
Man, I wish I might type some shit like that in on my goddamn computer. Hell no.
But nigga, you ain't been looking at that motherfucker trying to learn how to dance.
I'm not even looking at it, but hey, they told me, I heard it on the radio the other day on 107.9, Lil Wayne signed the first Oakland gay rapper. I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? I turned it up. That's what they were talking about. They got a lot of motherfuckers from
what the song say about nigga?
Throw that boy push. That's what they say. That's what they say. I ain't listen to it.
Hey, come on, man.
Well, how you know about that video? How the hell you know about that video?
They were talking about the video on the damn thing. On the damn radio the other day, boy. They got a lot of motherfuckers on there from Memphis, too. They got a lot of motherfuckers on the video from Memphis, too. Look at it.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
That motherfucker just said that the boy driving all down to the
ain't saying that shit, motherfuckers. I'm a goddamn lie. I'm gonna say they goddamn jumping like a hot with goddamn biker shorts. So know what they say on the damn radio, motherfucker. You heard me.
Oh, shit. Oh, Lord. That man said, go type in. What is that? Man, what's up? I wish I might have told him. Oh, hell no.
Can I get a cheesecake?
Cheesecake.
I put so many damn pit bulls up in here. What the hell y'all got going on back here? I had to come see the lad gangster in Atlanta, Georgia. What's going on?
I heard that one, that button.
That gotta be J1.
Yeah, man. Yeah, J1. I ran by the shop for him.
Tell J1, I said, what's up?
DJ said, what's up,
Jay? I don't know it.
He said, you don't call him, DJ.
Oh, man, tell my buddy I got to come holler at him.
What you doing with him, boy? He said he got to call you.
Yeah, man. So I'm going to go tell buddy and call him off.
If they're going to go to Turbo, then you can call him more often, Dean. Well, I'm going to time for the show to end now, goddamn it. 9:56.
All right.
I'm going to go on mute.
Hey,
Memphis ain't got shit on me over there now.
I know that. Come on,
over there, Memphis. Talking that shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you be with Hitman, that mall, little sharp fat mall.
Hey,
Jay Wilson, why you won't never hit him, mall? He said he put a 10 up, you won't never hit him.
He put a 10, I say he got it coming. I'm going to hit
him. He got to call him.
I got to call
him
to hit him.
You know, he got to call you to hit him?
He got that right. I can talk to him a long time. How you feeling?
Oh, yeah. He let you talk to you all the time.
When he had the gangster.
That gangster car. You remember Mark?
Man, everybody know. What the hell wrong with you? Oh, motherfucker.
You used to step over my conversation,
huh? Yeah, he said you used to do it a long time ago, step over your conversation like you don't hear. All
right. But next.
I'm listening. Yeah,
I am.
You just got out. Not too long ago. Check one, see what's going on with you, Mark.
Keeping that freight line in the road.
That's all.
Hey, I'm gonna let these motherfucking wheels turn. I'm trying to keep this
freight. Oh yeah. Well, shit, fella, I got to holler at Jay. I got to get out of here because we got to get back down that road. I'm going to get back with y'all. Y'all hold it down. DJ, take the show on in.
All right, but nigga.
All right, Ma, we're going to see you on 18. We got locked in 5 on 25 or better. And plus, you wear the dress if I win. I'll put the makeup on if you win. And Mike Gunner and DJ Ray.
Hold on. No, he put the makeup on.
So I got to be there. Once he want to whip the next year, he got to be there. He going to put on a body dress.
A body dress.
He ain't
working out
his gym. No, he ain't been working out. Somebody gonna put some makeup on me if I lose.
I'm gonna
be out of shape, sister. Oh shit! Boy, you crazy?
Hey.
Oh,
hey,
damn, he ain't
here,
man.
He
ain't take that bait, no more. He just joking, man.
We ain't doing no bullshit, no.
Yeah. He's going on stage next year. Come see his comedy show. Well, so we're going to take it on in. I'm going to get back with y'all. Y'all hold it down.
All right, Nick.
Boy, you crazy. All right, later.
Hey, Terry, you still with us, Terry?
Yeah.
All right. Final comment, Mark. Final comment. Mark, final comment. Mark dropped. Still up.
Looks like Mark dropped.
Okay.
Mark dropped.
Who's mic open? Let's give everybody
any final comment?
4595, you might or no? Who is that? 5133. 205.
Appreciate you,
DJ. Good show, man. That Marcus something else, man. He's
something else, ain't it? We was out of here.
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to seeing you at the
race,
DJ. And,
okay, I look forward.
You going to come to Wayne's race or you're not going to make that?
I probably won't. I don't know. If Butt Nigga wants to go, we might hook up. We might shoot up there. It'd be on him.
Okay, well, if I don't see you there, man, I'll definitely see you at your show, man. And like
yes,
I said, it'll be our 24th year wedding anniversary, so we're going to spend it at your waist.
Okay. We appreciate you tuning in, Sleep. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you, sir. Thanks, man.
All right, man.
All right.
706-4218. Final comment? All right.
Fan.
312-0684. Kid, final comment.
Good night there, DJ and Terry. It was a good show. All in there.
Good to hear.
Big Will.
Man, what a show. Boy, I gotta find a way to make it, because I want to see Butt Naked or Mark do their thing.
Oh, man.
All right, fellas.
All right, okay,
have a good one.
Go ahead, DJ. Close it out.
Hey, I just want to say, tell everybody, I really appreciate everybody for tuning in to the DJ Grand Butt Naked Show. We look forward to seeing everybody at the track, at the races, and we're just gonna try to keep it moving, keep it all racing, all love and all fellowshipping. Everybody have a good one, and we out here. All right, Terry, have a good one.
All right.
All right, guys.
All right.
Sleepy, call me.
I will.